This is Scott Bishop of Mortal Kombat Online. I'm here at Midway Winter Gamers Day 2007 with Mortal Kombat creative lead and series co-creator Ed Boon. How are you doing today, Ed?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right, so I know this first question has been asked a number of times. Well, heck, I'm going to ask it again. Mortal Kombat Armageddon for Wii. What prompted you guys to consider doing a Wii version?
I think any major console that comes out, you know, we really want to support. So, you know, we have Mortal Kombat games for, you know, all of the other Xbox, PlayStation 2, you know, PSP. So I think the Wii is obviously a very successful console, so we're probably going to want to support it as well.
Okay. Now, using the Wiimote, everybody has seen the video footage of you demonstrating the Wiimote controller. I'm going to use my cell phone here just kind of as an example, how you can do Sektor's teleport move by going up and down the...
Down and up.
Down and up. The back and forth for the... fun. Anyway, but one thing I didn't notice on the video was standard attacks. How would you do, like, standard attacks, blocks, style changes using the Wiimote?
The motions that are, like, really need an instant response, like a punch, a kick, a block, a change style, we actually did associate with the button combinations, the buttons, because the we didn't really want, it didn't seem realistic to have people, you know, doing combos by swinging their hands all over the air, because those are such finite, you know, really kind of precise motions. So there is a number of button inputs on the Wiimote, and so we just use those to do those kind of attacks.
All right. Now the Wiimote, it can be used in all four games to play with the motion control? Or should I say all the Conquest, Motor Combat?
Yes, yes. You know what? Motor Combat... You know, I guess one of the coolest things about this version is we're supporting everything. We're supporting the Wiimote controller for the motions. You can play Motor Combat with the Wiimote and use it as a steering wheel, which is very cool. But you can also use the standard controllers like the Nintendo Classic controller as well as the GameCube controller. So really, if you think of a control scheme, we're really basically supporting it.
So, for example, say in Motor Combat... using the Wiimote in Motor Combat, would you be able to steer like...
Exactly. That's exactly how you can steer with as like a steering wheel. Imagine, you know, holding it like you would Excite Truck or something like that.
Very nice. Now, would you consider other Mortal Kombat games on the Wii as you go on? Mortal Kombat 8, for example.
Is that the number we're on?
Yeah. That's
okay. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, with the next kind of generation of Mortal Kombat games, our goal is to really wipe the slate clean and start everything new, kind of like we did with Deadly Alliance, where we threw out all of the kind of old rules and just applied, you know, new stuff. That's what our goal is for the next Mortal Kombat, is a new presentation, new gameplay, new sounds, new features, new everything. Everything you know about Mortal Kombat, we're rewriting.
Now, lost my train of thought there for a second. Mortal Kombat Armageddon for Wii. We know there's going to be an endurance mode. We know that you've been taking input from the fans as far as like wake-up games, ground games, that kind of thing. Can we expect others like the bios? Will the bios that are being released on the website now, will those be included in the game?
I definitely would like to. I certainly am not in a position right now where we can promise it, but that's something we're certainly looking into. You know, we're also the chameleon character with a K is also in the Wii version of Armageddon. You know, so we definitely do listen to, you know, requests of what people would like to see in Mortal Kombat.
So the female chameleon is confirmed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now let's move on to a slightly different subject. Mortal Kombat 2 for PlayStation Network. That was recently announced, and we've seen it playable downstairs.
Was it really?
Yes, it is playable.
I had no idea they were even doing PlayStation 2, Mortal Kombat 2.
You didn't know they were doing PlayStation 3 Network Mortal Kombat?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Well, I guess that shoots my next question out of the water.
I think, you know, the Xbox 360 Live Arcade and the PlayStation 3, you know, the downloadable games is kind of like brought like a new life to some of the older Mortal Kombat games, which is really cool. I think being able to play those games online is always exciting.
Right. So can we expect to see, why Mortal Kombat 2 for PlayStation Network?
I think probably because Mortal Kombat 3 had just come out for, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 had just come out for the 360, and, you know, we really want to introduce a Mortal Kombat game that we haven't recently introduced. So Mortal Kombat 2 Online, I think this is the first version of Mortal Kombat 2 that's been online, so there's a novelty there, and the Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 was the first online version of it, so we just didn't want to repeat the same thing we did with the 360.
On that same note, can we expect to see Mortal Kombat 2 come to the Xbox Live Arcade at some point, and vice versa, Ultimate MK3 to come to PlayStation Network?
Those are really good questions. I don't have a knowledge of those two things happening at the same, you know, currently, but we do have other versions of Mortal Kombat coming out for other systems like the DS and whatnot.
What can you tell us about a Mortal Kombat for the DS, if anything?
You know what? You should ask Sean Himrick about that one, because he's the producer on that game.
I certainly will. And what about Nintendo's Virtual Console? Is there any plans for any Mortal Kombat games to come out on that?
I think if that platform, that venue of doing games, you know, really becomes successful, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see a Mortal Kombat game out for it.
Okay, finally, Mortal Kombat 8. Is there anything you can...
Is that what we're up to right now?
I think so. I think we left 7 behind some time ago.
5 was Deadly Alliance, 6 was Deception,
7
was Armageddon, 8. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, what was the question?
What can we expect, if anything?
It kind of like I said before.
You can't
expect nothing the same in terms of the gameplay. You know, we probably aren't going to have the changing fighting styles. We probably won't have the same kind of play mechanic. We're going to try to change everything around, reinvent, you know, what Mortal Kombat is as a fighting game. I think you need to do that every several years, just kind of reinvent the whole thing. And I think now is the perfect time. You know, the new presentation and graphics, we want to hit everybody at the same time with graphics, presentation, story. Everything's going to be different. So you don't. There's no way you can predict what Mortal Kombat is going to be. It's going to be a completely new game.
Should we tell our friends?
Oh, yes. Tell your friends. Awesome99.com.
We will continue our coverage with an interview with Sean Himrick in a little bit. From Gamers Day, this is Scott Bishop.